Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not most of the time better than that, in the mainstream. Back with another Artist of the Week. Our Artist of the Week this week is Brad Dacey. I'm sure that correct me in a minute. He's the guy that you can hear at the very start of our intro. He does the monologue. There's a bit of a story behind all that, and I'm sure we'll get into it in a minute. If you would be so kind, folks who are listening, if you'd be so kind to go and check us out and follow us and do all that good stuff over at www.yhhtmpc.com. That's our landing page. That's where we do everything. That's everything that we do, you'll find there. You'll find our vlogs, our blogs. You'll find all the episodes. You'll find the B-sides, Artists of the Week, everything. Is over there. So if you want to find out what to do, that's the place to go. If you want to send in your music and you want to be a part of what we do, you can send your music and your EPKs to info@yhhtmpc.com. If you want to support us, you can do that over at buymeacoffee.com/yhhtmp. Every little helps. But yes, so this is going to be our Artist of the Week, Brad Dacey, and we'll be chatting about all things music, what he's up to and all that, and we'll listen to some of his music. So without no further ado, this is that.
Me going harder than I've ever been now, pumping out songs on the daily now. Should have been on the Daily Show with Trevor Noah, don't you know now? Idiots try to waste their day to bring me down. I'm just enthused, they think about me. Reminds me of when I'm on the crapper, taking a crap, breaking it down. The stabs mean nothing but scat. So many people hide behind a device to say what they gotta say. Just say it to my face. Haters on my back, like flies on crap. Think I'm sick of that. Party's getting started, watch me golf clap. I'm higher than a cloud, bigger than that, bigger than a crowd of two measly haters. Gonna bury their lies in dirty shrouds. Punks in my basement got their heads in the clouds.
Stop me, can't stop me, you're so shoddy. Trying to take shots at me. of whiskey, and you won't be doing them with me. I'll be rocking the party till 5 or 3 a.m. Commercial rivalry won't ever come close to me. You're too blind to see. You'll be begging a cop a plea. You can't stop me, can't stop me. You're so shoddy, trying to take shots at me. The only shots I'll be doing are shots of whiskey, and you won't be doing them with me. I'll be rocking the party till 5 or 3 a.m. Commercial rivalry won't ever come close to me. You're too blind to see. You'll be begging a cop a plea. The more I focus, the more I try, the more I search within and wonder why. Got these haters up on me and don't know why. Selling their lies, I ain't ever gonna buy. Just a bunch of sissies, grandma's nickname was Sissy. Never been to Sicily, think it's in Italy. Never gonna stop making these beats, I ain't never gonna stop. Making music is like fuel to my fire, a burning desire, cut through like barbed wire. Dad used to burn rubber and squeal tires, he called it a smoke show. The more I think about crushing beats, I get back up on my feet, won't show a defeat. The more I think about being on stages, tearing it up, rocking your ass at the next show. Boom! You can't stop me, you're so shoddy, trying to take shots at me. The only shots I'll be doing are shots of whiskey, and you won't be doing them with me. I'll be rocking the party till 5 or 3 a.m. Commercial rivalry won't ever come close to me, you're too blind to see. Begging a cop a plea. Yeah. You can't stop me, you're so shoddy. Trying to take shots at me, the only shots I'll be doing are shots of whiskey, and you won't be doing them with me. Yeah, I'll be rocking the party till 5 or 3 a.m. Commercial rivalry won't ever come close to me, you're too blind to see. You'll be begging a cop a plea.
Let's go,
it's a show off, showdown. Gonna prove to the world you're nothing but a clown. Gonna get you shut down, this is a throwdown. Come to my house, you'll get barrels in your mouth. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Gonna kung fu you, put one through you. Gonna show you off by the end of tonight. Can't negotiate, can't make the situation right.
If you can't stop me, you can't rock me. Love the movie Rocky 3 and Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee. Both are good movies. Watch your damn mouth, gonna take you down. So I'll show you what I'm all about. Wanna feed me all this doubt, fat chance, I hold a lot of clout. Your ego is so dry, nothing but a drought.
You can't stop me, you're so shoddy. Trying to take shots at me, the only shots I'll be doing are shots of whiskey, and you won't be doing them with me. I'll be rocking the party till 5 or 3 a.m. Commercial rivalry won't ever come close to me, you're too blind to see. You'll be begging a cop a plea.
Gonna stop me.
I'm out.
Hello, Brad.
Hello there.
Is it Brad Dacey or Dassey?
Yeah, it's Dassey. How'd you get that moving car in there? That was super cool.
Just visuals for the video portion of the podcast. Obviously, not everybody listens on Spotify. Some people listen on YouTube, so need something for the visual side. So we just played that song. You seem heavily influenced by the white hip-hop of the late 90s. Well, yeah, no, the late 80s, early 90s.
Yes. I would agree with that.
Yeah. So you must love like artists like the Beastie Boys.
Definitely love them.
Yeah. One of my biggest regrets was not getting to see those guys live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard they put on a killer show.
Yeah, I heard that. I've seen some of the stuff on YouTube, but it's not quite the same. So who would you say are your influences when it comes to your music?
My biggest influence would be definitely Eminem.
Okay.
Timbaland, for sure. I just love the way that he shapes the music industry by helping other artists, you know, by making beats for them.
Yeah. Now you try to do that as well, don't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Eventually, if I'm not making my own music, I'm helping other artists craft their own beats.
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you, this is the first time I've ever had an interview with the back of someone's head. This is new to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a rendition.
No. It looks very busy there.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of stuff. This is my bedroom studio, so.
Right.
Up here because downstairs it feels kind of clustered and there's no windows down there. So I have a window to look out. I got fresh air and just a new atmosphere up here. New inspiration.
Right. So is this where you do your music or do you do your music in a like a proper studio?
Yeah, this is where I've been doing my music lately. Sometimes if I'm adding reverb to my vocals, I'll just record right here. It doesn't matter if I get the room ambience. I have programs that cut out the reverb in the background for the room noise. Depends on how picky I am, but sometimes I'll go downstairs in my vocal booth that I've designed and built myself and isolate, you know, my voice. So really okay. Depends on the vibe and, you know, whatever the song brings.
And is all of that stuff plugged into your, is it all going into the computer?
Yes, it is. So this is my compressor right here. This is compressing my voice, which also controls the loudness of when I do my vocals as well. This is a new piece of machinery that I just got. It's called Machine 2, and it's absolutely amazing. I love it. This is my soundboard right here. So I got the audio piping into my board, my mic is piping into the board. My mic is also piping into my Zoom, which I have the ability to do all kinds of cool things.
Tonight.
So I can do pretty cool effects with my voice, and sometimes when I'm doing the chorus part of my voice, I'll put this deep effect on here and just sing it out with a deep voice. And then I'll just kind of sandwich vocals together and just get creative.
Okay. And you do a lot of voice work as well, don't you? So I imagine that comes in useful with the voice work that you do.
Yes. So I have the Neumann TLM-103. I do a lot of voiceovers. And so I was using AKG mics for a while, but then I was talking to a voiceover coach who's done a lot of NFL and NHL, and he's been doing a lot of Ford commercials now lately, but he recommended the Neumann TLM, and so I broke the bank a little bit and I got it. So, but I'm glad.
The whole setup looks like it's broke a lot of banks.
Yeah. We won't even go there, but yeah, I'm very fortunate and blessed to have come across people or, you know, this great equipment that makes it sound great. You don't have to have a $20,000 studio to sound good.
No, it helps, but no, you don't. I'm surprised to see, although it's a big monitor, I'm surprised you only have one monitor. I thought you'd have had two, maybe three monitors.
Yeah, I do want to get two or three monitors eventually, but sometimes I go back
space and forth. Space as well, I suppose.
Yeah. I go back and forth from my laptop screen, and then here I can share screen. So if I'm live streaming, I can see my main screen here, but then I can see the live stream software and see what's going on and when people are commenting and saying things. I can comment back.
And how long have you been doing the voiceover work?
So I started off in radio a long time ago on AM radio, AM 980 WCUB. And it was in a place called Manitowoc. And so that's in Wisconsin, USA. And anyway, I just I didn't have any like intros or any kind of cool stuff to go along with my show. It was just, you know, popping in and out of songs and blah blah. It was kind of boring. So I'm like, well, let me just kind of get into the voiceover thing and just do my own show intros. And at the time, I thought they sounded good. I'd say they sound average, not the best, but... and then I was like, okay, this is dumb. I'm introing my own show with my own voice. So anyway, but that's kind of how I got inspired into doing voiceovers. And then from there, I just kept on learning more and more. I've done some commercials. I've done pre-recordings for the transit system in this area. They had installed some kind of a system where they have pre-recorded announcements. So, coming up, Grand Street. So, then I would record, you know, over 300 street names. And then they would load it into their system and everybody riding the bus, you know. It was all fully automated. So,
have you worked on anything that our listeners might have heard?
I've done a lot of videos outside the USA area as well. I'm trying to think here. Just for random companies that, you know, have promo videos about their software or how to use a specific you know, a piece of hardware or software, like product videos, not just commercials, but I don't know. I'm not too sure if anybody would recognize any of my work, but I've heard people say, oh man, I thought I heard your voice on that radio station the other day. So,
well, that's the thing. When I listen to your stuff that you've done, because you've got like a portfolio of stuff on your website, I thought, I'm sure I've heard his voice before. I'm sure I've heard him before somewhere. You sound like somebody who should be announcing, like, you know, you listen to the trailers at the start of movies.
Yeah.
You sound like that person who should be, like, who's narrating over the trailer.
Yeah.
So you've got the whole voice thing down, definitely.
I do want to eventually get to that point.
Yeah, I don't. I shouldn't be even podcasting. My voice, I sound like, I don't know if you know who Johnny Vegas is. He's a British comedian.
You sound just fine. I would tell you, your voice is just fine for podcasts.
You Americans seem to love the British accent now, so that goes in my favor.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I started liking the British accent when I received the Spice Girls CD for Christmas from my mom.
That would be a put off for most people.
Ages ago. But no, I don't know. I loved just their accent. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's, I don't know, super sexy. Anyway.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, music and voiceover, they're two completely different things. How long have you been doing the music?
I've been doing music definitely a lot longer. Since I was about 14 or 15 back in 1996, I'm 15 now, just kidding. I'm 38. So I've been doing it, quite a long time, over 20 years. I've just evolved over time. And originally when I started out, I was recording on, tons of cassette tapes. And then by the end result, when I had the song done, because I kept looping it, I'd record a piece and then I'd loop it and then I'd play something else and record it again. And then by the time everything was done, it was like all that tape hissing in the background. And so when computers, you know, when I learned about how to record on computers, I'm like, dude, this is so pristinely quiet and there's no hissing and it's amazing. And oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yes, we just played that song of yours, and as an absolute professional, I forgot what it was called. It's called "Can't Stop Me." Yeah. So, what's that song about?
So, as a musician or as any kind of a go-getter, you have all these obstacles in life, and society being one of them. Just random people that don't know you, but they just, I don't know, they just got to try to bring you down, just because I don't know if they're happy with their lives or whatever, but it seems like even when I put out positive things, like anything positive, like last night I put this cool Christmas light video on. It was the lights. I mean, they have massive amount of lights along their whole yard. And you tune in on a radio station and listen from your car, and it's syncing up. The music syncs with the lights, and all these little lights are all blinking around, and it's fun. It's cool. So I put that on my YouTube last night, you know, thinking people might think that's cool, and boom, 5 dislikes right away. So you just, what is there to dislike about it? I mean, honestly, there's a lot of childish people out there that just have to try to bring you down. So I thought, well, you got to stay above your level of game. And so I think a lot of this stuff tries to tear you down, like, okay, you shouldn't be doing music and oh, blah, blah. So it's kind of a song that portrays strength for people that are trying to do, you know, what they want to do, and they're being pulled in and down and trying to be stopped. So it's kind of sending a message to those random people out there that, hey, you know, I'm not going to stop making music. I'm not going to stop my voiceovers. I'm not going to stop putting cool stuff on my channel. You just can't stop me. And so
it's a cool message. It's a good message. It's a good message, especially in this day and age, but more and more people are putting things out in public on like YouTube and what have you. I think it's one of those, if you're going to put yourself out in the public, I think you need to have strong shoulders, because it doesn't matter how good you are, you're going to get people who are going to oppose you. And I'm sure people like Adele, Eminem, they all have their haters. As good as they are, they have people who lash out at them, they troll them on social media. It's just the nature of the beast, unfortunately. We've got people who said things about us. It's kind of like, just ignore them. If they're on social media, block them. It's an unfortunate thing to, it does hurt. You know, you see these comments, and you try not to let it bother you, but it's just natural that it does, unfortunately. It is.
It's a pretty sad day and age, but, you know, just a message out there. You can't stop me. So
no, but it's good. And the music's subjective, because at the end of the day, there are going to be people who dislike your work. It's just the way it is. But you need to try somehow to focus out on those, and focusing on the ones that on the positive messages, because. But yeah, saying that though, I mean, I can have 50 positive messages a day, and then one bad one, and it's that one bad one that I'll focus on.
I know, exactly. It's terrible. And so the message I'm trying to send is, you know, don't feel like you can be stopped, because if you love what you do and you have a passion for it and you're good at it, keep going, because those people out there are just jealous.
Music's subjective, so I like music because it's an art, and
it is. There's a lot that goes into making a song. I mean, you gotta find the right kick drum, you gotta find the right snare, you gotta find the right instruments that blend well together so they're not fighting frequencies, you know, and then you gotta worry about cleaning up all the audio and the, you know, the frequency EQ and all this and that, and muddiness, and there's,
and then you've got to make sure that what sounds brilliant through your monitors also sounds okay through some cheap earphones as well.
Yep,
and
it's getting
balance of the two.
You gotta put some headphones on through your phone, every aspect, and then you can do reference tracks too to see if your EQ is in the range of you know, professionally mixed track, so then you can kind of get the same range of EQ.
You do all that in that little set. I've been in bands, so we've been in studios pretty much like this behind me. So that's the kind of somebody who's doing all the technical stuff for us. But you sit there in that space and you do all that yourself.
I do, yeah. So it saves a lot of money. I don't have to send it to a mixing engineer, and then I don't have to send it to a mastering engineer. I just try to do everything myself, and eventually, if I get a record deal someday, I mean, all this will be done for me eventually. But there's different in real studios, there's different levels of speakers, and there's a sub, and there's tweeters and just many different ranges of sound, and probably some good speakers and then some crappy ones. And so it really, you can measure the sound along a broad range of different kind of speaker systems.
Yeah, but I think my co-host Ema, she's from Ireland. She's self-produced. Also, she does all her music herself. She's been to uni to study music, so she knows how to mix, master, and everything. She does everything herself at home in a bedroom, and she's proved that with the technology that's available now, you can produce in your bedroom.
Yeah,
and you've done it. I'm listening to the quality of the music that you produced. You've proved that you can produce the good quality music in your bedroom that's just as good, if not better, than that was about in the 90s.
Yeah,
because the technology today is better than what they had then. So it's just learning to play with the room that you have.
That's right, and they have good audio repairing programs like iZotope RX9 Advanced. So even like you can hear the room ambience of my voice right now because it's bouncing back and forth on my wall, and this room isn't treated. Simply because, well, you know, the place I live in, I can't really put a lot of stuff on the walls anyway. I rent, so eventually when I have my own studio, it'll be nice. But my program can cut all that echo out real nicely, like as if it was never recorded in this environment.
I don't have that benefit. My room is an echo chamber. You as a professional soundman will listen to my music and think that is horse shit, and it is. But I'm currently working on a studio outside that's going to be nice and dulled out for future episodes. But at the moment, yeah, this is not a good room at all.
Yeah,
but it works.
It works. Yeah, you roll with what you got.
Right, so yeah, you've sent over loads of music. You've done lots. So the music that you've sent over, is that work that you've been doing recently, or is that all the work that you've done over a span of time?
A lot of songs that I sent you, except for maybe one or two, were all recorded this year. I've been pounding out a lot of songs this year, maybe 10 or 12. I can write songs within 24 hours and fully produce the whole thing, mixed, mastered, from like nothing.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes me a couple days, depending on if I can get the right EQ and the mastering down. Still learning a lot, but it is it's a fun journey.
We are students of music. We never fully learn, I don't think.
Yeah.
We're always learning. I've never really been interested in the technical side. I'm a percussionist and drummer personally. I play a little piano, and if I do anything, I like to get somebody who knows what they're doing to do it for me. I'm just lazy that way. But
it's done faster too. So
yeah. So what's happening next year? What you got planned for next year?
Next year, I'd like to really get out and do some real shows. I think I have well over 250 songs. I've done piano instrumental and just orchestral stuff, hip hop and rap. But I think I got enough music to do probably like 10-hour shows. So I'm gonna pick and choose some songs and go get out there and try to book some shows and make a go at this thing. I've been really trying to get the music out on Spotify and Apple Music and all them other platforms and Napster. You remember Napster when it came out?
Yeah,
it was outstanding. I'd have like 500 songs lined up in my queue overnight, and then I'd wake up and, oh, they're there. But anyway, no, I think the digital music age helps and hurts in a way that, you know, people can rip your stuff off. Or they can stream it, and then you get royalties, and they can buy it too. But a lot of my music's free anyway. I really want to just send good messages and good music and get some good vibes out there going, even if it's free.
I think that's a good attitude to have when it comes to music industry. It's nice to make money, but the music industry is so tough, and there's so much out there now that it's hard to break out and make a living in the music industry. I mean, some of the best artists we've had on the podcast probably don't make an amazing living. But yeah. Last week's Artist of the Week, Luke Concannon, you might know him from when he did the JCB song. I don't know if that was big in America, but yeah, he was massive. He got number one single in the charts and everything, and he's looking to get his first mortgage now at the age of 43. So
mortgage?
Yeah. Well, it's a difficult industry to make money in, unfortunately. Well, it should be easy. I think if you're in the right area, it's like promoters, managers, they know how to exploit artists for money, but artists themselves aren't making the money.
Right. You got all this knowledge of how to do everything, and you got a great song, but the back end of everything is marketing and getting it out.
They're making the money and you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's why we did this podcast as well. We need to help provide a platform for lesser known artists without them having to pay. So we get loads of PR people emailing us all the time. And I know these PR people are getting paid a fortune. And then you've got the record labels. They take a massive cut of any money that's made. And yeah, so it's nice to be a voice out there that's not taking money off the artist.
Yeah.
And I always say, it's like, I don't think the artist should have to pay to have their music listened to. It's something I've always said. If a painter, a famous painter, paints a piece of work and puts his art up in an art gallery, he won't then go out onto the street and say to a passerby, here's £20, here's $20, come and have a look at my painting. That's what a lot of our artists are doing. Here, let me pay you to come and have a listen to my work. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I know. It is absolute crap.
But you seem to be doing it for the love of doing it, which is good, because a lot of artists aren't doing that anymore. They want the fame, they want the money, and you're saying that, you know, you've got a message that you want to send out and you want to bring some positivity. You're not really bothered about the music. You put a lot of free stuff out there. And I think that's good. I think that's something that's, you know, I think that's a good base to start from.
Right. If I get one or two fans, you know, a day or a couple, you know, every couple of weeks, it's a win, because
exactly,
I won somebody over and I didn't have to spend $50 million to advertise it out there. You know, it is a passion of mine. And honestly, I don't ever find myself stopping on making music anytime soon.
Awesome. We're not going to be able to play all of the catalog you sent over. We'll play it with another song of yours. I've chose one of them. It was the second one on the list.
Okay.
It was a story of a loss, a loved one. We'll play out with that song. But before we do, if our followers and our listeners, they do want to find you and they want to follow you and listen to more of your stuff and show you some love and whatever, where can they get hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me on my website, braddassymusic.com, and there's a contact form on there. Just fill that out and then it'll go right to my email and I'll just respond back. Unless it's hate mail.
Keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah. YouTube and Twitter and all them, it's just / Brad Dassey Music. So BRADDASSEY and then music. So my Facebook, same thing. Facebook.com/ Brad Dassey Music. If there's anything, you know, your listeners want to get a copy of, just shoot me a message on my website and I'll be more than happy to send the free MP3 over. And definitely appreciate your support. And, you know, if you can share my music, if it does move you in some way.
And if any of the podcasters that listen to this, do you do, because obviously you did that voiceover for us. Do you do that for a living? So if any podcasters wanted to purchase your services, would you be able to do that for them?
Yeah, I do it pretty affordably. I do. I have a full production studio with tons of royalty-free music beds and sound effects. And so I can fully produce podcast intros and outros and show stuff for your YouTube channels or SoundCloud or whatever you do podcasting on. Fully produced, you know, it's anywhere from $25 to $50 just for an intro and outro. Depends on how much, you know, goes into it. But an average intro outro is about 15 to 30 seconds, maybe 45. And then obviously we have to write scripts, because if you don't know what to say or how you want to start the intro, or, you know, we can talk about that. So then that's just more time involved, but definitely less than 75. It's average about $25-$50.
Awesome. And, we are absolutely truly grateful for the, intro you did for us. I didn't even realize I needed an intro, because we've had that piece of music for such a for a while now, which was fine. It was just an intro piece to the
show. I just received a Twitter comment saying, well, hey, you know, if you can send us a really good intro and whatever. So then I'm like, yeah, I'm game for it. So then I don't know, I just did some improv, and I'm like, I took your acronym from the Twitter, because it was abbreviated. And then so I thought, well, I'll incorporate that, because I'm using that as your tagline, because that's part of your name.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, how can I make this kind of funny but memorable too? Because the memorabilia about a specific piece of work is really what people keep coming back to. Like, oh, I remember that funny little intro the other day on that podcast, and that brought me back to your show again. I just remembered. And so that's why you see a lot of stupid, crappy commercials that are like, oh my God, that was like the dumbest commercial ever. But there's a reason. It's
because you remember that.
You remember it. And you may not need the product or service right now, but, you know, so I thought, well, how can I incorporate? I'm like, wait a minute, what does that mean? So then I just, you know, spit out the whole thing.
Well, we never had anyone do a monologue for us until a week before you sent us the email saying, check me out, check out this. Also, if you need a monologue, I'll do voiceovers. And it was only that week I put a monologue on at the start of the show. A guy called Cade Hoppy, he's an artist, and he sent in his music, and he sent in a video of him explaining his music, why he does and everything. And I thought his voice, his dulcet tones were absolutely amazing. And I've never needed anyone to do monologue at the start of the show before, but right now I need his voice. So I gave him a little bit of a script, and he read it all out, and I ended up just cutting it down just to a few words and sticking that at the start of the podcast. And then you came along and said, oh, I can do. I don't think I'd have thought twice about it had I not have had Cade put the idea in my head in the first place. But then when you sent over that, I thought, yeah, that's even better. I definitely want to use that.
Well, I'm always trying to just, you know, beef people's sound up. So it's just a thing of, I'm not saying your sound sucks. I'm just saying, you know, I got a helpful heart, and I'm always willing to help people. Like, you can be a hole in the wall in your bedroom and sound amazing, and nobody would ever know. Just the way everything, the audio production comes together, and the know-how and the acting. I mean, you got to really act it out when you're doing the intros and the voiceover stuff. It's not just, okay, hey, this is my show. Welcome to this show, blah, blah, blah. You know, you got to put in the effort and the passion and the aggression and just the feeling. You got to bring it to life.
Yeah. And we will use his monologue at some point, because we do the Midnight Live type thing, and he sounds quite sultry. He sounds like very Barry White-ish, like very sexy and deep. So we'll be able to use that for the Midnight Lives. But your voice was just perfect for the main episodes.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, the way you were kind of, I sent it over in the email, like the whole Grand Theft Auto Vice City when you're listening to the raid. I don't know if you ever played the games. Sensitive Door Toes.
I was younger, but I forgot how those go. It's kind of like...
But it's like the cheesy intros to the radio stations that you get on. Yeah. I thought, and it's like, yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I love it. So we do thank you for that. And also, we look forward to having you back. Did we organize a date for next year?
No.
For the main show?
We didn't.
I need to send over some dates then. So we'd love to have you back on the main show if you'd be up for it.
Yeah.
That's the main podcast. It's more entertaining. It's more like a panel. Hi. more like a panel show type thing. But yeah, we'd love to have you back for that. I'll send over some dates. It'll probably be February, maybe March.
Okay. Sounds good.
So if you have any new stuff out then, you'll be able to push that.
Sounds great.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play it with that song now. And yeah, Brad, I just want to say thank you for taking time out for us. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to have me.
And we'll speak to you soon.
This is a story of a loss of loved one. A story of a loss of loved one. A loved one. This is a story of a loss. All of us suffered one time or another. The loss of a mother, the loss of a brother, maybe your grandmother, whether it's your sister or a brother from another mother. Who you love like no other, went everywhere together in any kind of weather. Wore your heart out on your sleeve like a feather, joined at the hip, bound at the legs with a fetter. This is a story of a loss of loved one. This is a story of a loss of loved one. A story of a loss of loved one. This is a story of a loss. None of us wanna be alone or lonely, so pick up the phone and call your friend. Be choosy. You lay there at night thinking what you could have done to be a better friend. You're already a good friend to so many people. You don't need to do nothing. You reap what you sow. Learn as you go. You know what you know. What nobody knows. Live your life. Let yourself go. This is a story of a loss of loved one. This is a story of a loss of loved one. A story of a loss of loved one. Story of a loss. It takes a lifetime to live a life, but in an instant you could die from cancer or a car crash. Save all your life savings and lose your cash. Wishing on a wishbone doesn't last. Love Andre from Outkast. Wishing you could bring somebody back from the past. Everybody wants cash. Huh. Cash doesn't last. This is a story of a loss of loved one. This is a story of a loss of loved one. A story of a loss of loved one. This is a story of a loss. A story of a loss of loved one.
see in the cemetery where I belong. Just kidding. Someday, I thought, well, I'm going to come visit my grandmother's grave. So here's my grandmother, Marlene. She had taught me about music when I was a kid. And so I'm very thankful for everything she's taught me about playing chord progressions on the organ. And without her, I probably wouldn't have completed about 250 songs now. And I keep thinking to myself, I got to do something with my life. I got to do something with this music. It's just sitting there online. So I put my 2-week notice in at work the other day, and I'm going to pursue my music career, whatever that is. I don't know, but I'm trusting in God, because God told me to quit my job and pursue this music dream, because I think this is definitely what I need to do with my life. And I'm excited and I'm nervous at the same time, but I'm here visiting my grandma. And grandma, I just want you to just send any kind of spiritual vibes down to me anytime you think I should do something. I pray whatever you're about to do, Lord, in these next coming months, that you would just do miraculous things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Summer is right around the corner, and you know what that means. Cooking out, diving in, and soaking up a whole lot of sunshine. The Home Depot has everything you need to start your summer right. Upgrade your cookout game with Traeger grills and smokers. Then gather around a new Hampton Bay patio set with family and friends. It feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot, with savings on summer fun. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.